It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs City Council members voted 8-1 Tuesday to form a commission to oversee the city's police department. Members of the public urged council members to create an independent board that would amplify the concerns of people of color. Khalil Yarborough grew up in Colorado Springs and has two biracial children who fear the police.
It's crucial in order to try to restore faith in the system to have this committee, and it needs to have been set up yesterday.
Other concerns include a process to report complaints about police that would be protected from retaliation. There are already more than 600 applications for the 11-member commission. The deadline to apply is July 1st. Governor Polis has activated the state's drought task force. More than 81% of the state is in a drought, with severe and extreme drought conditions in one-third of the state. The task force will begin to assess initial damages and effects of the drought in areas with the worst conditions and will recommend mitigation measures. A separate task force will look at the drought's effects on Colorado agriculture. The state's struggling small businesses will soon be able to access new grants and loans from the state. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the idea is to help them make it through the pandemic-caused recession.
The $20 million grant program is funded by federal coronavirus relief money. It's available to companies with 25 or fewer employees, and preference will go to those who haven't already been helped by federal programs. A quarter of the money is specifically earmarked for tourism-related businesses. The state treasurer is also launching a small business recovery loan program that aims to distribute up to $250 million to companies with 100 or fewer employees. Both programs were created by the legislature during the session that wrapped up last week. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Temperatures are rising again, with highs above 90 around Denver today and tomorrow, and close to 90 in Colorado Springs and in Boulder. This is CPR News.